Light Transitions Radio is a dialogue about personal and planetary change. Acknowledging that we are all at unique points on a continuum of change, Light Transitions Radio seeks out innovators and creators, engages them in spontaneous and deep dialogues, and shares these conversations with the world. Light Transitions Radio's mission is to help individuals and communities achieve positive transformation. Hello and welcome to Light Transitions Radio. My name is Robert Davis and I'd like to thank you for joining us today. I'm very, very honored to welcome Maurizio Benazzo and Ralitza Stoyeva, known as Zaya, to Light Transitions Radio. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
These individuals have catalyzed the Science and Non-Duality Conference System that also is available on website, and our media individuals of a very high octave and have been tracking important or vital, I should say, energetics over the past many years, and are continuing their saga now with Science and Non-Duality. So again, to start off with where we are at this moment in time, we're moving towards the presaged 1111 Stargate, and so much more in reference to what seems to be felt right now on the planet. And I wanted to know from your perspective on the Science and Non-Duality work, what are you sensing with information and information access and the ability to integrate this information on behalf of large groups and numbers of people?
Information.
It's interesting
when you said information. I just recently read that as humanity, in the last 3 years, we have generated more information than all the humanity has generated in the past 5,000 years. So what we are learning is not even about information we're generating, but it seems like there is a need, there is an urge in humanity to connect on every possible level. And the levels we're exploring is really where the different spiritual traditions meet. What are the connections? What are the links between
all of them? Yeah, and not only the spiritual tradition, we consider also science as a way, as another tradition, a tradition of thinking, a tradition of helping us in defining ways to view the world.
So basically, we are exploring connections. Science has been by itself fragmented into many different disciplines, and that's another tendency trend we are seeing in science, that all the interdisciplinary research, and science is realizing that they can no longer continue with a separate insulated disciplines.
Yeah.
The new knowledge is interdisciplinary, and we're taking it to one more level where, you know, we're exploring where religion or where spirituality got disconnected from science.
Yeah, so stopping people, which we try to reduce the amount of, okay, basically everybody's looking to the world through their own lenses, both scientifically from the different discipline and both the different traditions. We like to find a way to create the larger lens, which is called the sense of being human, if you wish, and look at what reality is, what it means to be alive, to be this planet today, part of this system, through a different lens, which is not a moralistic lens, a lens that is more of a prism that encompasses all lenses that have been so far used. So we want to go beyond the division. And that's the role of information. The role of information, as we have it now, is to be able to create more of a flow of information that is accepted and given in a less, less fragmented or less fundamentalist way. learn to listen and accept to live in the awe of what it is to be alive today in this amazing planet.
That seems to be kind of a bottom line concept at this point. It's the reductionist view to the most, I guess, whole and most divine at this point is really that level of understanding, and being able to showcase that through various media channels and different media levels. It's like almost the chicken or the egg, because the evolutionary thrust is so now that the information is available, but the receptors, the reception of the individuals, has also increased proportionately.
And maybe not as fast as you should. In a way, we are way ahead in the creation of information than in the ability of receiving them, because and embodying them. We need the generation to. Evolution goes on generation. We are very, very young species. We are here for really not many thousands of years compared to the universe. And now we are doing a good job, but we are very primitive as an animal still, even though we are very advanced on the other hand. So technology is moving way faster than the brain can manage it. And in a way, we are at the level in which there is more and more of a schism between the younger generation and the older generation in the way they experience information and the way they can embody them. So it's easy, to fall. It would be nice if we can heal this season, and then our brain also evolve as rapidly as technology is.
And often these days, information is mistaken for knowledge.
That's a very good point.
I was being optimistic. in my assessments of looking at the uptake, because I agree, there is so much out there, and the receptivity and the attraction to that is proportionate to one's growth, and it is such that it seems as though that there's a lot of growth. This is a very powerful period in my life, and I'm also feeling these last several days and weeks perhaps, but there certainly is an intensification, almost a palpable tension of possibilities.
Well, sometimes we have this a similar sensation, and we think the world is amazing, which is, amazing is not the right word, but sometimes we realize all of a sudden that we live in Northern California in a beautiful town, and our circle of the connection we have, the people we deal with, they have a certain way of thinking, and the world is bigger than that. So that's all. Sometimes it's beautiful to be optimistic, and absolutely, I'm more interested in realism than optimism or pessimism. Both of them are two sides of a coin. They can only reinforce the other. So the world is changing. Evolution is moving forward. Life is awesome. We have no clue where we are going. We have no clue what we are doing, but we do the best we can to keep ourselves afloat and having our organism functioning and moving, responding to the stimuli. That's all we can do.
That's a great encapsulation of it. Thank you. As far as projects in the immediate future, what are you involved with? Anything outside the science and non-duality process?
Well, that's our main focus right now, organizing these gatherings. And we are moving to Europe, so another conference is coming up in May in Europe. And our next goal is also to organize like a monthly salons based here in San Francisco that we will be streaming live online, with maybe one or two speakers, so smaller gatherings, just to continue the conversation.
Yes, and to add, we also want to add also local gathering worldwide, as they're happening already. So basically, we feel we are on the crest of a wave, which we have no idea of the size of this wave, but there is this movement, this desire to find reconciliation and common understanding instead of enhancing division and fights. Because it seems like all our lifestyle in the West tends to be like to find the the difference between us, between political party, between soccer teams, between the philosophical idea and religion. And we want to find a base of understanding between. Let's find the understanding and work on that instead of working on the divisions. Because after all, we are just on a small rock all together, this little pebble, this grain of sand shooting in the universe at an incredible speed. You know, in our galaxy, we have 400 million stars, solar system, and we think, oh, yeah, well, you're different than me because your shirt is blue. I mean, come on, man. We have nothing in the middle of nowhere. What are you talking about? It's like, you know, like us looking at ants and say, oh, this ant is very different than the other one because, hey, let's get our role and our perspective. In the universe and work on it, you know. So let's find common understanding. Let's help this planet to heal, and let's let evolution move on.
Well, it sounds eminently real and realizational. I think it's happening at a beautiful rate, and the connections that are fostered by what you do, and particularly in the media context of these global communities that are forming in reference to this type of work, is certainly, I think, the co-creative aspect of oftentimes they speak of the noosphere, but certainly that commonality is a beautiful thing to see.
Yeah, and it's happening on our small movement is happening because I mean, in many places in the world, people are gathering and start to organize events. And our, as I was saying, our goal is to continue to create more and more of a platform online, but also more and more of a platform locally where people can meet face to face and share and understand and continue the conversation. Because one other important thing that we want to say about us and our work, we do not have any truth, we do not have any belief. We are not pushing any belief system. We are not trying to say to anybody that we know anything. We know nothing. And that's, if there is something we know, is that we know nothing. So the only thing I would say to summarize our belief is that live in awe. I mean, live in awe, accept what life is, accept what is, and live in awe. I mean, after all, there is a little fact which is so beautiful. A cosmologist was saying at the conference this year, that in the known universe, we only know 0.5% of the known universe. The other 99.5%, we call it dark matter because we have absolutely no clue what it is. And based on the knowledge of 0.5% of what we perceive it could possibly be, we make the statement we can kill each other. I mean, that's absolutely insane. We act like we are on a little boat in the middle of an ocean, an infinite ocean, five of us fighting each other and beating each other up all day. What is the problem? What is the problem? We have no idea where we are in the middle of this ocean. We have no idea of anything. Let's just, you know, get along and start rowing in one direction. Or the other, or not rowing, but at least enjoy the sun until we have one. You know, it's insane how humanity is dealing with them. And the same is valid as an interior, you know, our sense of self, you know, our idea of who we are and what we are in this planet. It's just the neuroscience is coming every week. There is a new book coming out on how the sense of self is an illusion. And anyway, I can ramble for hours.
Well, it's perfect rambling because it is about the context. You know, all of that is there. All of, you know, you see it, other people see it, and it's as though, my goodness, it is a strange absurdity or a dislogic that the fact that these things are seen and understood in context, and yet the whole reality is shaped in a whole nother way by the fact of not being able to see that context by so many. And so that's really the fascinating element, how to offer that context to people, and can you offer it at a time when they're not ready to receive it?
Yeah, that's the other, yeah. Then we go to what Zaya was saying before. the only thing we can do, we cannot push any truth. There is no truth to be pushed on anybody. Everybody will, you know, act in understanding, and you know, and the understanding evolves with evolution, and we continue. Life is what it is. Our organism is alive, and it responds to stimuli, and it moves on in the process of what we call life. And life goes on.
It does. And I would like to, you know, thank both of you for your focus and your vision, and your I guess heartfelt pursuit to illumine so much in reference to these times via your media work, in particular to science and non-duality, as certainly the wedding time of those is at hand.
Thank you, Robert.
Oh, very, very much. And for more information on Maurizio and Zaya, please visit the website netimedia.com and scienceandnonduality.com. We'll have those links and others pertaining to today's show on our website, lighttransitionsradio.com. If you'd like to comment on today's show, please visit our website or email us at comment@lighttransitionsradio.com. Well, both of you, I hope to be in touch over time and lend whatever support I can.
Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Robert.
And we hope to see you at SEN next year.
I would love that. I would love that.
Wonderful.
Blessings to you both.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Bye, Robert.